Alrighty, good morning.
We'll cut some boards, bitch.
See how nice and clean the board is?
Yeah.
We had cleaning day on Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And engineer Terry came in here and cleaned everything up. And he said, Hunter, you're disgusting.
Looks fresh.
It does. It looks fresh. We'll mess it up at some point. Yeah. Luckily, I've never spilt. Are you sure it's not spilled?
I don't know. Spilt? Spilt sounds right.
Spilt or spilled? Both spilled and spilt have the same meaning. The past tense of the verb spill, the only difference between it is spilled is the standard spelling for American English, and spilt is the standard spelling for British English. Well, we're fancy, so we're going to say spilt.
Spilt. I like
spilt.
It.
Spilt. I like so spilt.
You spilt some milk on there?
Spilt some milk. Well, on some stilts. I don't.
What?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Where's this going?
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, according to a new study, commuting to work is really, really bad for you. Researchers found that obese people who commute to work by car have a 32% higher risk of death compared to those with a normal weight or either... who either walk or bike to work.
Huh. So they want the fatties to run to work, huh?
Apparently. I rode a bike to work a couple times. I used to longboard when I was in Springfield every once in a while. It wasn't bad, but it was all back roads. Like here, where I live now, like I'd be on Napier for most of it. And I'll be honest. That's terrifying.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, by a show of hands, how many people walk or ride a bike to work? Nobody. Absolutely nobody.
The worst part is I have a very short commute to work. Yeah, yeah. I could easily do it. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
You could. Yeah. You could. You know, I'm not too far away either. I could. My wife has rode her bike to work like three times maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the most I've ever heard of.
Past the point of riding bikes to places. Because it's like, look, I had to do that all the way up until I got my driver's license. Then I realized that I didn't have to ride a bike. Like, my brother and I, we live down the country. We ride our bikes into town.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Well, you got to get up earlier to ride your bike. Yeah. Nobody wants to do that.
And I sweat really easily. So in the summertime, like, if I ride to work, even though it's a short ride, I'm still going to work up a little bit of a sweat. And I'm a fairly fit guy, but I just sweat.
You know how lazy my brother and I were back in the day? We would ride our bikes to the end of the driveway to catch the bus. Literally just leave our bikes there. Right at the end of the driveway.
That driveway is short, too.
I know. It's not the long. It's like a 1,000-foot driveway. We could easily walk that every single day.
Our driveway was like a mile, and it had hills, and we would ride gravel, too, and we'd ride it to the end of the driveway.
You'd ride your bikes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
And then we'd ride it into town, which was about, it was probably about 5 miles, maybe.
Yeah.
We'd ride it into town. The best was June Dairy Month.
Oh, yes.
My brother and I, because the co-op at the end of town where I grew up would give away free milk and ice cream during June Dairy Month.
Nice.
So we would ride our bikes, hot-ass summer day in June, go get free milk, pound a bunch of, like, chocolate milk, and then ride back home. Oh, gut bomb, dude.
Just a stomach full of chocolate milk.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we threw up half the time.
Right. Oh, God, my stomach.
Just go on without me. Anyway, so, maybe if you get a chance, bike to work, walk to work.
There was a time where we live like a mile and a half away from the high school. There was a time my brother and I just rode the golf cart to the school.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, screw it. We'll just take the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Well, it died halfway through, so we had to park at my cousin's house. Call my dad. You did what?
Yeah.
You took the golf? What?
We had to. We were threatened.
Yeah. We didn't break it, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Used to us flipping it or breaking it.
Just be grateful. God.
He's like, it's in one piece?
You're never happy with us. No matter how you divide this country, at least we can all agree on one thing. Just beating the hell out of our privates. there's 10 new stats from a study of America's self-pleasuring habits. Number one, only 84% of Americans say they've pleasured themselves. What? There's 16% who say they haven't.
They haven't? What?
Whacked it twice since we started talking about it.
They got like their own little community or something?
Let's see. Of the 84%, 91% of men have and 78% of women have. The average age when people do it for the first time is 14 and a half. You remember the first time you whacked it, Hunter?
Yeah, I think I was like in sixth grade.
Sixth grade? God, you've been doing it that long? It's terrible, Hunter. 37% of women and 21% of men say getting it on with themselves is better than having sex with another person. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can see women saying that because guys don't always get you to the finish line,
you know.
But
yeah. When was your first time?
Boy, I don't remember.
Sixth grade?
It was like three.
That's three. Good God. You had a beard and you were you had a scratchy voice, a full beard.
Yeah. Just going, oh yeah. Oh, that's terrible. 60% of people do it at least once a week. 32% of men, 27% of women regularly self-pleasure in the shower. See, I stopped doing it in the shower. I did when I was younger because like, it's the only place that I thought I wouldn't get caught.
Yeah.
Because you could. But now it takes forever in the shower.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, I'm not doing it. Same thing with sex in the shower.
And you're standing up. You know how hard it is to curl your toes standing up.
And the other thing is, too, is now I'm responsible for paying the water bill. And I ain't sitting in there for 20 minutes just trying to pop one off.
All right. You know your mom knew right when you did it, too, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, what, me taking my 45-minute showers? I wasn't that dirty.
Brock just recently started cleaning his room like three times a day. He locks it and he turns the music on really loud in there.
75% of men, 55% of women use porn. 5% of men and 39% of women use a vibrating toy. What? And finally, 39% of women, 29%...
Use the JCPenney catalog.
That's right. Yeah. So you hey, in a pinch. 39% of men, 29% of women say they pleasure themselves in a weird way, which includes using strange objects or in strange places. Good God, people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As much as this is going on, you know, people are doing it in secret.
Yeah. As a married man, I have to do it in the secrecy of my basement.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
There's some dude or lady out there doing the deed.
Listening to us maybe while they're doing it?
Possibly.
I would be honored if someone used us as a catalyst for doing the old...
What? Is it like the old Howard Stern thing? Where sit on the speaker.
Ladies, if you want to, Hunter and I can provide that service.
Brock does have a scratchy voice. He does have a bandsaw of a voice. Oh, my God. Dude.
Let's pulsate.
How do you know what they do?
Do it to the... everybody Wang Chung tonight. I know I just got some lady off. That's fantastic. You're welcome. Somebody's just pressed up against their Bose speaker.
Oh,
bass all the way up.
Oh, it's only Monday.
All right. Just getting off just Southwest. Southwest Michigan is just in pure ecstasy right now. Enjoy that cigarette. You're welcome.
Hey,
it's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.